WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. No movement on day 22 of the federal government shutdown, but more furloughed workers going without pay are taking steps to try to make ends meet. CBS's Jared Hill.
At a food bank in Maryland, furloughed federal workers like Melissa Westbrook stocked up as they brace for more days without pay.
We don't know when it's going to end, and I need to pay my bills.
The Senate could take up a bill that would allow some federal workers like active duty military to get paid. A source also confirmed to CBS News that Senate Democrats are working on a bill to pay all federal workers.
Two officials say the U.S. has struck another alleged drug vessel, the Eighth, this time on the Pacific side of South America. A judge in Chicago is hearing arguments over an order that blocks the National Guard from deployment in Illinois. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
It will have sweeping implications. We've seen the administration trying to send the National Guard into cities across the United States. What the Trump administration is arguing here is that the president essentially has unreviewable discretion to determine when to federalize the National Guard.
National Guard deployments and stepped up ICE raids are just some of the talking points for Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley, who's been arguing against Trump policies on the floor of the Senate since last night.
Is it okay for mass federal agents to arrest people off the street because of their skin color or their accent? No way. Not in a free America.
Well, CBS's Tracy Wolf tells us a new report finds nations are falling short of promises to limit rising temperatures.
To reach that goal, environmental organizations have broken down the agreement into 45 action items and have been tracking progress in a report called the State of Climate Action. But this year's report found that none of the 45 items are on track to meet goals set for 2030 and beyond. While renewable energy and electric vehicles have made significant increases in global adoption, they need to expand quicker, and deforestation efforts must increase 9 times faster to meet climate targets.
On the Health Watch, Alan Etter of affiliate WTOP reports there's concern on construction sites.
A survey by the construction company Clayco says 64% of 1,000 U.S. construction workers they talked to said they experienced anxiety or depression over the last year. That's up from 54% in a similar study conducted last year. What's just as troubling is that more than a third say they've been discriminated against for seeking help.
There's been criticism, but the NFL is not considering dropping Bad Bunny as the Super Bowl performer. That word from Commissioner Roger Goodell. Wall Street, the Dow is down 220 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with a quick news update. The proposed Racine City budget for 2026 keeps all services and jobs intact, Mayor Mason says. Key plans include tearing down the old McMinn parking ramp, adding audio crossing signals, and installing speed bumps downtown. Budget reviews are ongoing, and you can watch the mayor's speech on the city's YouTube page. A hearing is set for tomorrow to discuss reports of sexual misconduct by school staff in Wisconsin. State Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie is leading the session. She's invited the state superintendent to explain why many cases were hidden. Nedweski plans new laws to criminalize grooming and tighten rules for educators. The Department of Public Instruction superintendent disputed the report's accuracy and asked for a retraction. Racine police arrested 17-year-old Zatavian Harrington after shooting near the Tyler Domer Community Center last week. Harrington is charged with reckless endangerment and illegal firearm possession, but not connected to three other shootings nearby. Officers found him hiding with the gun after tracking reports. The new Connaughton Courts at Lincoln Park are open in Kenosha. It features three full-size basketball courts and a special fenced half court for players with mobility challenges. The project was supported by the city and the Pat Connaughton Foundation. The Live Lead Safe program in Kenosha and Racine helps families and daycare centers remove harmful lead paint. It covers up to 85% of removal costs, focusing on homes with young kids and pregnant women. Officials warn lead is still dangerous and advise careful cleaning and testing children's blood for lead. More information is available on county health department websites. Racine Unified has approved a 2-year pilot program to bring virtual reality to Horlick High School. The district spent nearly $200,000 $1,000 on devices that serve as laptops and immersive learning tools. More details and pictures of the system can be found online at Racine County Eye. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers prepare for Pittsburgh. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, it's the Packers and the Steelers this week on Sunday Night Football. But head coach Matt LaFleur reminding us they're playing the Steelers, not Aaron Rodgers.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers, who happen to have Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's as simple as that. That is for you guys to talk about. We've got a lot of respect and love for Aaron. I mean, what he's done here is a Hall of Famer. This game is not about that. It's about going to Pittsburgh, Sunday Night Football. Our guys will be jacked up. It's about the Green Bay Packers versus the Pittsburgh Steelers.
NBA, it's the Bucks against the Wizards tonight in Milwaukee and the debut of Miles Turner and what role he'll play on the Bucks this season.
As a center, you know, as an anchor in the back part of the defense, it's like, what you're supposed to do? The feedback has been phenomenal. It's like, you know, you're right, I don't even realize when I'm doing it. They're saying, yo, we need more of that. You know, it's not something we've had, you know, consistently in the past. Like, we need a voice. We need someone to always, like, step up and speak. So I'm just taking it on.
That's the Bucks' Miles Turner with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's time to start unpacking the decorations and ornaments and plan your upcoming holidays with family and friends. It's also time to start planning for the much colder winter weather. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters make sure your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs to the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Right now it's 48.
Time. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Pottery, anyone? Somebody will get that joke. I'm Dan Marcus. Kurt Volman has another 5 o'clock class reunion featuring the class of 62 this afternoon.
To the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. To a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Bob,
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. High school football, anyone? The football game of the week is Kenosha Bradford at Racine Case. It's playoff time, and you can hear the whole game, pregame and all, on WRJN, sponsored by Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. Pregame Friday night at 6:40, kickoff at 7 on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Nothing says cozy comfort like the rich, buttery, baked from scratch goodness of Linda's Sugar Bliss. Picture this. Warm cookies fresh from the oven. Show-stopping cakes and pastries that'll make your fall gatherings unforgettable. It's pure bakery happiness that's guaranteed to please. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $8. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
For delicious Halloween treats, visit O&H Danish Bakery, where you'll find their famous Wicked Good Kringle. This decidedly decadent Kringle has a midnight chocolate filling, chocolate icing, and is topped with delightful Halloween sprinkles. There are many hand-decorated, ghoulishly good Halloween delights, so do stop in. While there, pick up several O&H Caramel Apple Cinnamon Cupcakes. They're a fall celebration in the palm of your hand. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Fall serves up more than strikes at the Lanes on 20. Step into Angry Brothers Pub for flavor, football, and fun all season long.
Yes!
Every Sunday, bite into the classic pub burger. Juicy, stacked, and loaded with flavor. Served with a side of all the sports you can handle on the big screens. Catch the daily deals on the Lane's Facebook page. And don't forget, it's never too early to ask about the holiday party specials. Good food, cold drinks, and good times at the Lane's on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRKN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. from the group that gave us Susan Day and David Cassidy.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Connie Fellman. Racine's Mayor Mason rolled out the 2026 budget plan this week, and reviews are already underway. The plan keeps all city services and jobs intact with no cuts. A key part of the budget is tearing down the old McMinn parking ramp and replacing it with a safer new parking lot. The city also wants to add audio crossing signals and more speed bumps downtown to make streets safer. To fight unemployment, the city will look at starting a driver training program and hire someone to help connect people with jobs. Budget meetings continue this week, and you can watch the mayor's speech on the city's YouTube page. Racine police arrested a 17-year-old after a chaotic shooting incident last Thursday. Zatavian Harrington allegedly fired a gun near a car with children inside. He was apparently running away from the Tyler Domer Community Center, where three other teens were shot. Harrington is not charged with that incident. Officers tracked him down following reports of other shootings and found him hiding nearby with the weapon. He's charged with several counts of reckless endangerment and illegal firearm possession. If you live in an older Kenosha or Racine home, there's a program that can help pay most of the cost to remove dangerous lead paint. The Live Lead Safe program is aimed at families with young kids, pregnant women, or daycare centers, and can cover up to 85% of abatement work. Officials say lead is still a real threat, so people should clean carefully and get kids tested for lead levels in their blood. More can be found on each county's health department's website. A two-year pilot program bringing virtual reality to Horlick High School has been approved by the Racine Unified Board. The district invested nearly $200,000 on devices that double as laptops and immersive learning tools. Go deeper on the story and see pictures of what the system looks like online today. Read all about it at racinecountyi.com. And that's the news on WRJN. I'm Connie Fellman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and breezy northwest winds to 30 to 35. It's a both hands on the steering wheel type of day. Some scattered showers also for this afternoon. Highs of the upper 40s to lower 50s. Showers ending tonight, turning partly cloudy, lows near 40. Right now it's 48.
Cause it's my
Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Another story of innocent young teenage love from back in the day. On the way.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad.
Since you went away, now I spend my local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on the way and a song that was just perfectly timed for the subject matter. I'll explain, Lucy, right after this on WRJN.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
On September 9th, 2025, Milwaukee Radio Alliance LLC, licensee of WZTI-AM, 1290 kHz, Greenfield, Wisconsin, filed an application with the Federal Communications Commission for assignment of the station's broadcast license to Civic Media Incorporated. Members of the public wishing to view this application or obtain information about how to file comments and petitions on the application can visit publicfiles.fcc.gov and search in WZTI's public file.
Let's open up the vault door. For another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one, perfectly timed. It's a song about missing your girlfriend during summer break, summer vacation, and you gotta say goodbye. That's a bittersweet experience. It's summer vacation, but we gotta say goodbye. And the song made the top 10, peaked at the middle of summer of 1962 for Brian Hyland, the same guy who gave us Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. The song is Sealed with a Kiss. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget for this afternoon, WRJN.
Though we gotta say goodbye for the summer, darling, I promise you this, I'll send you all my love. Guess it's gonna be a cold, lonely summer, but I'll feel the emptiness. I'll send you all my dreams every day in a letter, sealed with a kiss. I'll see you in the sunlight. I'll hear your summer. No, you
Sealed with a Kiss, the first version of that song to make the charts. Gary Lewis and Bobby Vinton also covered that song successfully, charted with it. Brian Hyland's last hit would come 8 years after that song with Gypsy Woman in 1970. As we wrap up today's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN.
I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud of that, and you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride, but if I have to cry, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you crying, baby, sweet darling? Don't leave me, girl. Ain't you crying, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away, this I can stand, 'cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl.
It's WRJN, cranking it out, CCR.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling pain. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, baggage gone, oh well. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Well, I'm flying across the land, trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Pretty as a midsummer's morn.
Timeless hits, WRJN. That's going to wrap it up for me, Dan Marcus. Kurt Bowman is next. His 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon. The class of 62 on WRJN.
Down in the boondocks. And I
I could so much love.